Blog Talk Radio. The name of this song is Uncle Sam Dance. It's a show tune, but the show ain't been written for it yet. We gonna see if Tony Jerome and the band can maybe work it out for me. Straighten me out right quick. I like it so far, man. Yeah. Come on, let's go. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and proud. Let's do the drill, come on now. Smoke and mirrors, stripes and stars, stoning for the cross in the name of God. Bloodshed, genocide, rape and fraud, written to the pages of the law, good law. The cold continent latchkey child ran away one day and started acting style. King of where the wild things are, daddy's proud, cause the Roman Empire done passed its down. Imported and tortured a workforce and never healed the wounds or shook the curse off. Now the grown-up Goliath nation holding open all distance for the part of David. Can you feel? Nothing can save you. You question the reign. You get rushed in and chained up. Fist raised, but I must be insane, cause I can't figure single damn way to change. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. All must bow to the fat and lazy. The obey me, and why do they hate me? Who me? Only two generations away from the world's most despicable slavery trade. Pioneered so many ways to degrade a human being that it can't be changed to this day. Legacy so ingrained in the way that we think we no longer need change to be slaves. Lord, it's a shameful display. The overseers even got raped along the way. Cause the children can't escape from the pain, and they born with the poison, this hatred in their veins. Try and separate a man from his soul. You only strengthen him and lose your own. But shoot that he walked near the throne. Remind him that this is my home. Now I'm gone. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred. Hold up, give me one right here, hold up. You don't give money to the bums on the corner with a sign bleeding from their gums. Talking about you don't support a crackhead. What you think happens to the money from your taxes? The government's the addict. With $1 billion a week, kill brown people's habits. And even if you ain't on the front line, when master yell crunch time, you right back at it. Man, look at how you hustling backwards. At the end of the year, add up what they subtracted. 3 out of 12 months, your salary pay for that madness. Man, that's sadness. What's left? Get a big-ass plasma to see where they made Dan rather point the damn camera. Only approved questions get answered. Now stand your ass up for that national anthem. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God.
Everyone, that was a long introduction. Forgive me. But welcome to Jargon's Connection on Thursday night. And tonight we have Brother Elder Dr. Ray Fontroy back with us. Brother Ray, you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here with you.
Okay.
Can
well,
you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes. So, tell us what you've been up to.
Oh, boy. I've been up to a lot of things here. We're trying to, we're getting organized, as I've said in the past. We're trying to just put it all together so that when we do make our move, that it will be organized, well organized, and that people will be able to lose their, that's what happens with us. We are afraid to unify, and we still have the strong distrust among us, and that's what we want to alleviate. We want to let folk know that you can trust these brothers and these sisters who have been serious about doing this work, have been doing it for years, stuck to it, and, you know, haven't changed. It's still what it is. And like I said, I was on another show today earlier, and I made it clear that this is a spiritual warfare. We're going to fight with spiritual means. And in order to do such, we have to organize and get people to begin thinking spiritually, thinking about some of the things that have been said in the past by our leaders and our organizations and our communities. You know, we can look at what went down. Yeah, we know all of that. Now, what are we going to do about it is the question. And that's our suggestion, is that we organize ourselves and we make this a spiritual war. And we use the Spirit of God to fight these demons who are now controlling the world and attempting to rule. They may control it, but they're not going to rule it. And they're not going to rule it because of people who believe in God and believe in the creator, I should say, the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. That's who we serve, and that's who we praise, and that's who we honor. And we're asking that the creator to intervene in this attack on humanity. Because all of the things that they've done and are doing is an attack on humanity. It's not just black versus white, as I've said. It's wrong versus right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. We're all creations of creators. We're all creations of the creator. You know, we come in different colors, different sizes, and different shapes. But it's my firm belief that it's going to be the black man who's going to save this whole world if we ever decide to come together and stand up as men of God. And that's who we are. When I say men of God, I'm also including my sisters as women of God. So that's what the idea is, how we're going to attack and approach this demon we got, because, I mean, it's serious now. And we got calls on another show today from all over the world, people who are calling in for, you know, from different countries and, you know, from different tribes in this country. And, you know, they want to deal with this way.
Yes. Brother Ray, can you explain the drumming and how it affects spiritually for those that don't know?
Well,
how you,
you know,
combat something spiritually.
I didn't know anything about the drum. I just knew that the drum was an instrument that was used back in the day. As a matter of fact, the first website I had when I did the Gulf oil spill, I had a drum on that, and I used the drum as a symbol for the African American National United Foundation, which this is. And of course, we just could never get financial support to keep the organization up. And now that we realize that we can do with or without the corporate America, who we have to pay to be a corporation, we don't have to do that, but I have to convince the people that we don't have to, because everybody's afraid of this white boy who came and bullied us and took over this country and made their rules. And the corporate is a corporate America, not by the people of the people and for the people, but by the corporation of the corporation and for the corporation. They're the ones who make the money out of everything that we do, everything. And it's our, this is our land, and it's our government. But we allow them to come in and take it. We decent, kind, gentle people. They're not, you know, they came to kill, steal, and destroy, which they show themselves as being who they are. Now, are we going to show ourselves as being who we are? And are we going to take a stand? Well, that's what we're looking to do with the African American National United Foundation. Enough is enough. And we're time to take a stand, brothers and sisters. So we're asking everybody who understands that to take a stand. With the drum, I didn't really understand the drum, but I knew it had a significance. And back in February, I think I've told this one before, back in February, I was struck with that 5G frequency. A lot of people don't believe that, but I'm telling you it did happen, and I'm grateful, thankful that God kept me here because it's supposed to take me out the way it hit me. And it did slow my process down, my progress, I should say. And I had to stop doing a lot of things. I've been out of commission for almost a year. But like I said, you know, the will of God, I'm not going to quit. But the drum came at 3 o'clock in the morning, as I said, and I was awakened, and I heard the voice say, drum. And I said, drum, what do you mean drum? And all I heard was drum. I wouldn't say another word, just drum. So that next day I prayed about that thing, and as I prayed about it, I decided to call around to see if I was crazy. I was crazy or losing somebody. But everybody that I called who knew the drum agreed that is what we should be doing is drumming and praying. So I made the call throughout the state of Florida first, and I talked to people that I knew in different cities to drum and pray. And, you know, as I said, Kim Weston and I have been friends with acquaintances, I should say, for years. And I thought about her. I said, you know, Weston was the second woman that I heard sing, lift every voice and sing. The first woman was Mahalia Jackson. Opinion puts Kim Weston in position, you know, to be the matriarch of this movement here. And that lift every voice and sing should be our song. So she agreed to do that. And we've been pushing that as we go. But there's so much that has to be done that I simply can't do it alone. And we have to organize to the point where we can finance this move, because it's a big move. This is gigantic. It is worldwide now.
Yeah.
So we can't go out and talk about fighting a tank with a straw, you know, with a toothpick. Mm-hmm. We can't do that. We have to organize ourselves. And as we've watched others who come into this country, particularly here in Miami, Florida, where the Cubans came, the Hispanics came, Chinese came, you name it. Now the Russians, now the Germans, the Russians, the Ukrainians, they're all here in South Florida. And it's overcrowded, it's overpopulated. And the system is trying to make black people the problem. So they do it with this spring break thing. They always create a commotion around it. Nothing's going on. Everybody's having fun. Yeah, there might be some problems, but not to the extent which the media is showing you. But they point out that it's the black people. Okay, so they bring these people in. They turn them against us by showing them all the negativity that they can on these videos and this TV stuff. They lie on us, as they've always done, okay? And they bring them in and give them free money and give them our jobs. And the example here is that we have to speak Spanish, another language, to work in our own government. So we've been going through this now since I got here in 1978. You know, we've been going through it, but we still refuse to organize and come together. We still do it, even if with all this turmoil, with all this oppression on black people, we still refuse to come together. And I heard a brother say to me today, well, the Caribbean blacks are not with us. They're against us. I said, yeah, they are, but they come together and they work together. Okay? The only ones who don't work together is us. And I'm not trying to separate from anybody, because we're all God's children if we look at it that way. You know, and black man was the first man on the planet, created in the image of the Creator. So come on, y'all. You know, but in order to bring it all together, it's going to take, in my opinion, the African American, the black man, the indigenous black man here on this continent to bring the rest of the world together. So that's what we're attempting to do. The drum speaks to everybody. Even our Aboriginal brothers down in Australia, they're speaking to them, playing back. So we got Venezuela, and we got where's the other country right now? I'm drawing a blank. But
some
we have
countries in Africa.
Yeah, Brazil. I was thinking about Brazil.
Yeah.
80% black down in Brazil. Come on, y'all, wake up now. This is our planet, you know, but we're letting these demons come up in here and trick us out of it, lie to us, and have us worshiping their money and their God. So come on, wake up.
Yeah.
We got to come get our own God, come back and deal with this thing. So,
yeah, well, we have black people all over the world that are suffering. So it's not just here
Absolutely.
In the States. It's all over.
Yeah, but it's not just black people as well. You know, and as I said, even the whites look up to the blacks to save their butts. Because they don't know what's going on. And they, you know, we got the power. We just have not come together to deal with it. There's so much division. And you talk about black people, there's so much division among us, even on the continent. There's so much division among us. And, you know, this white man comes in and just takes over because of it. So, you know, let's make it work, y'all. Let's put our shoulder to the wheel. It's not my show. I have to say that. This is not my show. It's our show. You know, it's up to us. It ain't up to me. I'll do the best I can with what I got. And I hope that we'll all do that, the best that we can for what we have. But we have a lot. We got some brilliant people here. Just call into your show and call into these shows. They're brilliant. But they have to come together and put that brilliance together. We build America. We can build anything. So why are we still waiting for them? You know, we have to wait for nothing. Why are we waiting? What are we doing? You know, so I'll go back and, again, our accountant who's been working with me for the last 30-some years, you know, we have everything in place, but we just don't have the people, you know, to organize and come together and deal with this thing. And if we organize it and create our own entity, we make our own laws, and we can do that. We don't have to live under their laws. Those are their laws. They make them to benefit them, you know.
Yes.
Because the Supreme Court is their Supreme Court. You know, the judge, the court system is their court system. It's not ours. You know, they stole our ideas to build what they wanted. But we have to take back what God gave us. And we got to take this back. And in my opinion, the war should be fought spiritually. And we got to organize and do that. When God tells us to do it another way, then we must do that. You know, but we're not organized to do anything right now. You know, and I refuse, absolutely refuse to go to them with a handout. Thank you, but no thank you. Whoever controls your sustenance controls your will.
Yes. Well, we have a website that is coming. It should be up by the weekend. It should be up. And so we want to also take suggestions on, you know, what people would like to see on the website. And we're working on getting a pre-conference call so that on Sundays people can call in and drum at 3 o'clock Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 o'clock Eastern time, you know, we want y'all drumming with us. So we're working on that as well. And you know, as I said, all that we should have up by the weekend where you can go to it. And the name of the website is,
African American National United Foundation. It's designed to for the acronym ENUF. ENUF is enough. AANUF. African American National United Foundation. That means every black man on the planet ought to be a part of this, and is. And there's no membership requirements. Because you're black, you're a part of it. Okay, we expect that that you do the right thing after you become a part of it. You know, this is your organization. It takes money to do it, so automatically do something. Don't just act like it don't come out you know, some out of the sky somewhere. It's not come from you. It's going to come from us. And we're going to make it happen. The government ain't going to give us nothing. They're not going to do for us what they did for the Cubans and the Russians and the Germans and the British. And, you know, they're not going to do that. They're not going to give us $10, $15 million to establish ourselves here. They haven't. All they're going to do is take from us, and they've done it consistently. They're not going to give us tax breaks. You know, they're not going to establish our businesses for us. And nothing can stop us but us to do it. So let's get it on. Let's try to get this thing done. We build America, then we can build cities. Let's build another our own city, and nothing can stop us from doing that, you know. And we just have to organize ourselves in a fashion so if anybody comes against what we're trying to do, they don't have to deal with the Holy Spirit, not us. So if the Holy Spirit will deal with us, we will do what He tells us to do, and wherever the Holy Spirit has fought with us, we've won, and we will win. That was not ours, it's the Lord's, and that's the truth.
Yes, that is so, so true. But, well, we want to see it grow when we want, you know, more people to become involved in it, you know, so that, you know, we can grow and, you know, fight these demons that are out here, because it's not a physical fight. We won't win physically. We can only do it in the spirit. And so this
is the
greatest weapon that we have.
No doubt about it. And we have to believe it. We have to believe it and do it.
Yes. Yes.
We have to believe it and do it. So, and I've heard a lot of stories about how the Holy Spirit came into wars, particularly in Vietnam. I've heard stories about, you know, help that these brothers didn't have because they had to be saved, you know, and how the Vietnamese fought for their land, you know, and how they organized themselves against this giant called America, you know, who came in to kill, steal, and destroy their country, their land. They fought back, you know. They did it in their way. You know, what I'm saying to you is this. This is our land, and we're going to fight for it in our way.
Yeah.
And as I said, I did a show. I'm doing a lot of shows, by the way. And as I said on another show today, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We know who the people are who are doing all this killing and stealing. And they're trying to get us to go to war, fight for them. They want us to go to Ukraine and fight for them. We're not going. Well, I hope we don't do that. Just like Muhammad Ali, I stood with him when he did this. And I'm not going. That's all, simple as that. I'm not going to go kill people. One, I don't know for you. And that's what it is. You know, and those who created this condition should have been arrested. But they haven't been arrested because there's no just among us. It's just us. But once the justice... maybe we can get something done. And maybe when we do invoke the Spirit of God into it, it will be done. But if we don't, there are going to be some difficult days ahead. There's no question. It's not going to be long. It's going to be within this month, I believe. I believe some ugly things are going to happen. And we've been watching them, and I believe that, as I said earlier, that what's happening in Ukraine is going to happen right here in this country. But it's not going to involve us. Because we haven't done these things that the people who run this country have done, the corporate America.
Yeah.
Because your president is a corporate president. He's not a president of the people, by the people, or for the people. You know, and we got to face that. They tricked us into making us think we were voting for them. We were voting for a democracy. That's a lie. We voted for them to take our land. And they've been running our land since we voted for them in their system. That's not our system. That's why we've gotten nothing out of it. And when you speak like this, I know you're jeopardizing yourself, but somebody got to say something. Don't tell me about Biden, Joe Biden. Who is he? You know. So, you know, y'all need to wake up the hell up. And I'm talking about Trump, too. And, you know, they're all the same, man. We got to organize ourselves. And you know, select from among us who's going to speak for us and put our own agenda up. And if they can't respect that, shame on them. Deal with the creator of the universe, y'all. And I know they don't want to fight that one.
No, you know that. No.
Well, we have
definitely
to invoke
don't want
it. We got to invoke it. We got to make sure that's where we stand.
Yes.
And I guess, like I said, you have to ask him to send his warriors. You know, send Michael. Send his warriors down here to fight this battle. And they will come, and they will fight it on their terms. We can't, but they can. I know that sounds strange to some people, but those who know, you know, it's time for you to speak up, speak out, man. Start talking to people in your neighborhood, in your family. Let them know. Well, it's going to get real ugly here. It's already ugly because of all this pandemic lie that they've told us, injecting us with all this crap, and we're sitting back doing it. I refuse to do it, and I'm not going to do it. And I hope that we will detox ourselves. Get this stuff out of them.
Yeah.
That they put, and listen, you don't have to listen to nothing they say because they're liars. They are liars.
Yes, you know, they are. So yes.
People get afraid, get scared when you start talking like that. I never forget how we got afraid when Malcolm X started talking like this. You know, and he was saying all of the right things, and people just got scared of him. Oh, he's a troublemaker. I remember that very well. I remember meeting Malcolm. I remember seeing him. I was scared of him myself. But I was a young boy. I didn't know any better. It took me years to learn. You know, I had to learn this stuff because I was raised in a Baptist church. It lied to me, too. You know, but I believed that stuff till I went to South Africa. And I went to South Africa and saw this white Jesus on the wall in the big church down there and all these black folks sitting up there worshiping. It just woke the hell out of me. I woke right up. Whoa, I couldn't believe my eyes. And it's probably still there. I've got pictures of all this stuff. I took videos when I was there. But, that's what convinced me that it is really upon us here in America to wake up, stand up. And when we do, everybody else is going to stand up.
Yes. Yes, they will. And that's what we're waiting on. Well, we're not waiting because, you know, we're still doing. So we're working while we're waiting.
And the other thing, too, that I need to say, we have plans and we have programs and we have an agenda. But I'm not going to put it out there until we come together. It ain't going to be just Aunt Beth, Ray Hunter, and Eddie and a few people who will stand. It's just going to be a mass of people who say enough is enough. Here's what we're going to do and do it. So like Dr. David said, when they take the leader out, somebody else get right up in the beginning of the program. So we know they're coming. Let them, you know, but somebody be prepared to stand right in the spot.
Yeah. And the only way that we can do that is that we have to be together.
Yeah, well, like I say, we're two or more gathered. Here we go. And I think we got a good team here, a great team. I love these people who call in on your show.
Oh, I think
so, too. You know,
yes,
they're great.
Too. Yeah. Yes, they are.
They're great people. And, you know, yeah. And not afraid.
No, they're not. Truly
and
wonderful
people. Yeah, we have people all over the country now, you know, and I just haven't gotten the word out. The telephone number out for them to call us on when we set it up, then they get it.
Yeah.
So we calling in. Yeah, they got my number. They got my cell number, so they call me on a regular basis, and I tell them, you know, what we're doing, and we get their participation. And we got some quality people involved with us, you know.
Yeah.
We got great people involved with us, so we just got to get it organized to keep going forward. You know, I've had all these setbacks with my car and trying to get, I can't do much on a bus. It's just hard to do it from the bus. If I try my bus walk, get back, I'm dead, man. I can't do nothing. I just have to lay down and take a nap. And, you know, and that's not a complaint. That's just a fact of the matter, man.
Yeah.
We don't overcome all that. See, they're trying. Yeah, they're trying to slow us up with these gas prices. They're going to go up. I heard today they're going up to $10 a gallon. Yeah, so they might go up to $10 a gallon. But what are we going to do? We're going to organize ourselves so they have to drink that gasoline. You know, and we're going to have to expose them for what it is. Now, I will say this. I don't like to get involved with the politics because they've been lying to us forever and getting us to do what they want us to do. And I am grateful for those who take a stand and will fight them on their terms. And there are people out there right now who are fighting them on their terms. So don't think that we are out here alone, okay? I just let the world know we stand on truth. We stand on truth. That's it, okay? If it ain't truthful, get on out of here, you know? And if you don't know the truth, ask somebody. And let's talk about it. What we come up with.
Yes. I agree. I definitely agree. Because we're definitely in for a battle, but this is a battle that we can win. And we just got to continuously remember that it's not a physical fight. We're not going to win physically. You know, so taking up guns and everything else, you know, physical weapons, we're not going to win. The only thing you're going to do is just set up for a whole lot of people to get killed.
You have to understand this, though, now, because this is very serious. You have to defend yourself and your family. So that means, in my opinion, when God told David to get that slingshot and those stones and knock Goliath down, take his sword and cut his head off, it had to be done. When he did that, as the Bible records, the Philistines ran because they are cowards. And that's what we've got to do today. Now, God will send David. Okay? So we have a David amongst us. We do have a David. Ain't no question about that. I already told y'all who he is. We got us a David. But we're not going to release him until God will release him to deal with this. God will release him to deal with this. So, you know, we're not saying kill people. We're saying defend yourself. And by any means necessary. You know, they don't pass all these stand your ground laws and all that crap. Hell, we can stand our ground too. We can stand our ground, too. But we're not taking from people. We're defending ourselves. And that's a difference in that. There is a difference in that. So understand what we're doing. We're not saying put your head on earth. I'm not going to put my head on the chopping block. They're going to really have to hold me down. Okay. So what I'm saying is you have to defend yourself and your family. I'm not going to allow them to take my daughters, my granddaughters, and grandsons and cut their heads off and I do nothing? No, I ain't doing that one.
Okay. Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah. And there's so many examples. And one of the greatest examples is that movie, Braveheart. You got to look at that movie.
Have to watch it. I never saw it.
You need to see that movie.
I haven't seen it. I have to watch it.
It takes heart. Takes courage to do what John Brown did. It takes heart and courage to do what I can't remember the name right now. Johnny Blank. But Nat Turner did. Okay, that takes courage, man. It's time to do this. We'll come. We will have to do that, but I ain't talking about Antoinette Poindexter doing it. God will send a David, and David will do it. Okay, so just get that in your head and understand what I'm talking about here. They can't listen to us, then listen to David. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to do it our way. They got to deal with David. But they're not worried.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. They see us as being afraid. I'm laying here in my bed, in my living, in my bedroom, looking at this bullet hole in my ceiling, where they fired a shot through my window. I guess it was to intimidate me or something. I don't know exactly. It's kind of difficult to see an accident happen the way my window is situated. And I'm saying it don't intimidate me because if it was, it had to be just designed to intimidate me, but it doesn't. I'm not afraid. If they do anything, well, I've been through so much, sweetie, ain't much they can do that. I have already tried to do. So.
Well, we don't want them to.
Well, they're not. Don't worry. God got us, baby. He got me. I know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm really just starting to walk again, y'all. I couldn't walk for a while. So while I was washing my clothes today, I was coming back up the steps, and a lady was sitting out there. She said, "Oh, you can walk now." I said, "Boy, God's good is all I can say to you, honey," because she knew I couldn't climb them steps before. And, I mean, it took me forever to get up the steps. I'm not running yet, but I can walk up the steps. I hold on to the rails, but I can get up the steps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, seeing that's good. That's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the same thing with many of us. We have different afflictions and different illnesses that we can overcome, but we have to know that God got us. We are here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and we have to believe that
right.
And trust that. Yeah, you got to believe it and trust it and go and do what you got to do, you know?
Yes. Brother Ray, we have a caller with their hand up. Are you ready to take calls? Or?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Area code 424. If you have yourself on mute, maybe they stepped away for a moment.
Well, you know, it's okay. We've had so many. I heard Stevie Wonder. I meant to say that today. I heard Stevie Wonder today, and I got to get to him because he's in sync. He's got a, you know,
he's also got a kidney transplant. I thought he got that last year. I thought he was getting it last September.
I don't know, but I had the guy on. I was on the radio with a guy that knows him very well. Work with him and for him, so he would know when I meant to say it, but I forgot. You know, it's coming at me so hard. We had a great show on another network, and she's still calling, as a matter of fact. So, but it's all good. You know, like I say, God is so good to us. We just need to acknowledge it.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yes, he truly is. He truly is. And he's the only one that's going to get us through this.
No. We're going to get us through with his help.
Yes.
He'll work. He'll work for us.
Yes.
He's going to do it through us. He's going to send what you need. He's going to send your help. You know,
yes.
He gave me the courage. He gave me the courage climbed those steps, and I couldn't move my legs. And that took a lot of work. But now it's easier. It gets easier every day because I'm dependent on it. I'm trusting it. You know? So, we can do the thing.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And nothing to fear but fear itself.
That is so correct. Well, Brother Ray. If anybody has a question or comment, if you want to get it in now, because if not, okay, area code 424 has their hand back up. Okay.
Greetings. Sorry about that little delay.
Brother Tyreek.
Greetings, Antoinette. How's everybody? What's going on, Brother Ray?
Hey, man. How you doing, buddy, old buddy?
Oh, bro, listen, I'm doing it, man. I was an interruption there. I got it from a lady who I met with last week, a bunch of women and a guy who are all ready to start accepting using the power of acceptance on these people. And Dr. David Martin has a full-on criminal conspiracy case against a whole list of these creatures and these companies. And so what we're doing is we're going after those ones that we can get to confess through this process that they're not who they say they are, and they're committing Class A felonies. And a Class A felony means that you're out of there. Yeah, well, that's what we're doing. And we're saying, and even if we go down below a little bit, we go straight to the top by making sure that whomever we send this process to, it's to respondeat superior. The respondeat superior is the one above them, the top of them, that they have to report to as soon as they get this process. See? Well, and so when you go through it, you'll see that it's such a beautiful, I mean, the lady was she was so excited. She said, I see now, you know, because the questions that you're asking them, they cannot answer.
I'd like to do, with your permission, because you are the head of that mold, and I appreciate you for it, is to add those names that you suggest to us to our prayer list. We're praying for divine intervention, for truth to raise.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it will help what you're doing. You know, because we need a spiritual guidance, support for what you're doing.
This whole process is very spiritual, Brother Ray. Let me tell you, when you read this through this course, you will see this is the most spiritual thing I've even come across, because you're simply asking certain questions of these purported public servants, right? And once you got it, you flip the script so that it's making sure they understand that they're the public servant and they must respond to us. See, we have a Supreme Court case that says that they must do this within 72 hours. They must respond to any correspondence they get from the public. So what we do is we just send them, it's like a public service serving questionnaire. And they have 72 hours within which to answer it. And then we send them a billing, because we know they're not going to answer because they don't have what they're supposed to have. They've shown us that over and over. So now you've got them confessing into the public that they're committing crime. See? So you don't have to say anything. We don't have to do any protesting and all that kind of stuff. All we have to do is do this process, and by the registered mail process, they are done. They can never respond, and you'll see them getting on the next plane out of here. Yeah, that's the way we're seeing it.
that sounds wonderful. Yeah. Maybe we're supporting
Dr. Martin's case. See, Dr. Martin's case, he shows all the evidence, but then
we need to get him. We need to get him to come on the show.
Well, I'll get him to come on. I'm a part of his network. I'll get him to come on because
just so that people could hear alternatives and the approaches that we're making. Yeah,
this man has spent 22 years he has spent collecting this evidence and putting this case together. And he and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the book called The Real Anthony Fauci, and there are thousands of references in this book that prove that this man, and he's now in witness protection because he's disappeared. Nobody knows where he is, you know. And so we have to do this because once we do this, they confess that they're doing this. That's so spiritual.
That's why you're so important to this move. And the reason I say I forgot about that, and we had discussed Fauci before, and I used to just call his name all the time.
Well,
today I didn't call his name. I called George Bush and the Bush clan.
Yeah,
because they're part of
the thing. They're not it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not.
That's the continuation of 1944 Operation Paperclip.
And that Dick Cheney and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. They have to go. But in order to deal with it, I've asked for divine intervention so that he would be removed from the planet.
Right.
That's my prayer.
You know, right. I hear you. That's a wonderful prayer.
It looks like it's happening.
Well, it's already happening because at this juncture they are running out of options except war. That's all they got. So they're playing this war game, and then on the other hand you got the oil boys, and they're just playing the public. They say, oh, now we got them for real now, because they got the prices up, and like you say, it's going to $10, and see, then people won't be able to go to work. Or they'll just be able to get to work and back. And you see, that means the restrictions, you know, they don't have to do no state of emergency no more, because the way that things are rolling right now, it's going to be like the Weimar Republic of Germany, where everything, you had to have a wheelbarrow full of marks to get a loaf of bread. The shelves are emptying. There's supply chain problems. The stores are not getting things delivered. The truckers are now, and that's one of the things that we must support is the truckers, because if without them, there is no food for people to get. See?
Divine,
so we better support them. That's divine intervention right there. Yep.
But,
you know, because the Canadians showed us the way, man. When have you ever heard of Canadians all of a sudden standing up with and walking down the street with gasoline cans to hand to the truckers? So that they can go on their thing to the Capitol and surround the whole place. Yeah, that's why.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying. I heard about that. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Trudeau, you know, who's also a member of the
Klaus. Wait a minute. What'd you call it?
Oh, Trudeau. Turd-o. Yeah, he's a turd. And guess what? Hey, guess what? He is the son. He is the son of Fidel Castro, and there are pictures of his mother bringing him as a baby, showing Fidel what he did.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Mhm. Mhm. Yep. And so. I mean, it's scandalous. I'm telling you. These people up there. That, you know, remember, this is the British colony of Canada, right? The British Commonwealth.
That's right.
See? Yeah. So you got the British. You got the British over here in British Columbia, and then you got the British on the other end. And then you got the Quebecians in the middle. See.
That's why divine intervention has to be. We have to call for it, because the Holy Spirit knows all of these things. And the people that have been bamboozled to the point where we know absolutely nothing, except for people like you and others who have brought the truth to us, Dick Gregory and others who have brought the truth to us, but we have not moved on it, on the truth that has been brought to us.
That's the issue. The issue is, we can talk all the truth we want, but what is being done is the issue. If you're not growing food some kind of where, if you don't have access to real food, some kind of place, you know, if you don't have food stored that you can, with the hot water, just, you know, cook up something, you're going to be in 6 months, we're going to be in such trouble. I mean, I'm telling you, we haven't seen anything yet, because this is the plan. The plan is to bring us back down to the 1930s like we were in 1935, 36 in this country, the Dust Bowl, they're telling the farmers they gotta destroy their crops. If they don't, they'll be fined by the USDA and all this kind of stuff. I mean,
well, they're doing
they're
doing that as we speak.
I know.
They're doing that as we speak.
Yes, sir.
I was on a program the other night with a black farmers group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're going to help them. We're going to help them. Like I told him then, that we just add these things into our prayer as we drum.
And we must unite with our brother truckers who are running back, who are delivering and driving all these thousands of miles, delivering our food and stuff. We must unite with them and get them to start working together so that we can deliver the food from our farmers to our people. You understand? That's been the dream since Elijah Muhammad and them got those farms down south in the south. You know?
Yeah, well, let me say that the truckers need help as well because my son, they told me, he said, Mom, you know, it's not that they don't have truckers that are willing to work. He said, it's the upkeep, you know, and then with gas going up and, you know, the upkeep of the trucks and stuff like that, you know, he's like, Mom, it's hard. You know, he said, it's hard to afford this. It's hard to go out and drive, you know, thousands of miles and things like that that, you know, they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
come
now on. You just, you know, more money out of your pockets to pay for gas, you know, because he had told me that somewhere it was almost $10 a gallon for gas. It's hard to afford this.
No, that's right. That's right. And, but they already know this. The whole COVID crisis that they cooked up 2019, and remember back the shows that we did back then, we said that this was a fraud from start. Now it's all come out in the open. Here recently, the CDC has just admitted it. And I mean, I was in, like I said, I'm not trying to be, I told y'all so, but I told people on that show back in 2020, when Mike Pompas announced that they were in a live exercise. You remember that?
Yes.
Pompeo announced in March of 2020 that they're in a live exercise. And what does that mean? That's militarism talk right there. Yeah. So this whole scheme. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the colonel has said that it was a bioweapon from the beginning.
All right.
No.
I know that.
And exactly what it was. It was a bioweapon that they used to kill off people. And
Right. But you had to be an elder, and you have to be under their care in order to get this bioweapon in you. You see, this is the game that's been played. This is what we learned about the whole Ebola kind of nonsense over in Al-Kabilan, that there was no Ebola. Ebola is the name of a river in the Congo. And what they did was they injected people who came to the hospital emaciated because the water is bad. You have lots of parasites. And so many people on the continent there are suffering from malnutrition and from parasitic infection, and that's from the fact that they don't have clean water access to, and that's been the biggest problem on the continent, and that's why they were able to say all these people over there have AIDS. Well, no, they didn't. They had non-clean water they had to deal with. See, they didn't have the proper sanitation and hygiene processes to be not sick. See, this is the thing we have to know. See, and I've been teaching this for years, that your food is your medicine, not that processed stuff, but your food that you grow and eat, the kind of stuff that did before. Yeah, that's what's your medicine. And now we have a doctor on the PBS who has this thing called the Pegan Diet, which means now this is the food you can eat to live with, just like Elijah Muhammad taught us with the How to Eat to Live book that he wrote, you know, because if you don't eat to live, then you're living to eat. And guess what? Right now we have thousands and thousands of people suffering in this country from overconsumption of garbage and food, so-called food. And that's because, the whole psychosis that the country is under, since they herded people into these places and make them take these shots and do all this crazy stuff and wear masks and make themselves sick and then blame it on a virus. I mean, it's so ludicrous. It's just unbelievable that people are so dumbed down that they believe that you can rebreathe your body waste back into your body and that's not going to harm you.
Yeah,
I heard a doctor say today on another show that she didn't think that was harmful. She can't.
No, he
can't,
didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't think it was harmful. No, I know. He didn't think it was harmful. That's what this cardiologist told me. And as soon as he told me that, I thanked him very much for his service and walked out of his office.
But this was a female.
It doesn't matter.
She sounded so ridiculous. I said, I can't believe that we've been dumbed down this far that we could have so-called educated people saying stupid stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're educated, all right. They're dedicated under the Rockefeller system.
There you go.
Because Rockefeller took it over in 1919, 1920, and then they put the whole Yiddish shulas in place for the public school system. So you have the doctors, they're training to poison people to death, and then they say, oh yeah, well the procedure was a success, but the patient died. That's why I quit the business. I couldn't do it. After 3 years, I worked in the Swedish medical system as a scrub, and then I worked my way up into the OR and worked in the OR and the ICU and all that, and got to see, assist operations and do all this kind of stuff. And I said to myself, no, there's no way that this is a way to help people. See, that's what I saw. You can't help you. This is some last ditch thing that you do to people. Once they're on their last leg, that's what I see that thing. And they were just taking people out on a regular basis, and because it's always post-op is when they die. They don't die on the operating table. The anesthesiologist can keep them alive, and then once they go to post-op, they don't wake up. So then the operation was a success, but the patient didn't come back. See. This is the game they play, and it's a big business. And now they're doing the organ business, and they're doing the organ transplant business all around the world. And you got the rabbis in New Jersey, and a lot of them over in Israel. They're in charge of this thing. They're making billions and billions of dollars on taking organs from young people and transplanting them in other people. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. And part of that was in Ukraine. By the way, they were doing all that lab stuff over there. See, so and one of the first things that happened in Ukraine was that Putin bombed these particular labs over there. See, because already they blaming the whole thing on the Wuhan Chinese, talking about the coronavirus spread from Wuhan to South Africa to the United States to England all in a week.
They believe everything needs to be told by the system.
Well, if you do that, then they got you, because they don't even concern themselves with you because if it's all about suggestology, they have been perfecting this suggestology, MK Ultra, all out of the Project Monarch that was brought here in 1948 with the Nazis and spread throughout the country in 1955 under Eisenhower, and the military-industrial complex, as I call it, they developed this. And then after he left office, he warned the people about the be aware of the military industrial complex that he built.
Administration was that? Which administration?
Eisenhower.
That Rockefeller was the vice president of.
Oh, that was that came. Was that Ford? Gerald Ford.
Okay, it was Ford.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Remember, Ford was substituted in because Nixon resigned, and then they put him in.
Right.
Yeah, and then Nelson became the vice president. After that he did Attica. Yeah.
But you know what he did? He made the vice president, and he was over the education.
Oh yeah.
He was over. Yeah.
That's right.
And changed. Yeah. So,
and you know who finalized it, and really dumbed down the whole country during the time was old Nazi Ronald Reagan. See, people think that that Ronald Reagan was some kind of, you know, whatever. He was an actor, blah blah blah. This and that. He's an announcer, blah. No. He was in Hollywood, or Hollyweird. He was with Errol Flynn and Walt Disney, and they spent the summers in Jamaica worshiping the Nazis. Now, that's on PBS. Anybody can see that on PBS. It's called American Masters. It's about Errol Flynn, the actor, and they tell on his ass. And, I mean, they really do. It's amazing. You know, I saw this back in the 90s, you know. So, and again, all the policies that came out of Reagan with Cheney and all those people, all that Nazi stuff that they then put into effect because they then got in back in control that they could put those policies in place, like the one that they're pursuing the most right now, which is reduce the population down to manageable numbers by any means necessary, written by Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger, 1972.
And Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter is on the morning the morning show. So they're still in power doing what they want to do. But
that's
it's
right.
Jesus up, bud.
Yeah. But see, we just have to be able to know that our story, and I was just looking today about the Grand Canyon again. I keep bringing up the Grand Canyon because to me, you know, you got one native tribe there, and then you got the military that surrounded the whole place. You can't go there. And so I'm beginning to find out stuff about why you can't go there. And that's partly because of Mr. Kincaid, and anybody can find this out on YouTube. Mr. Kincaid goes to the Grand Canyon for the Smithsonian Institute. Just put it in the YouTube and watch it, and you're going to see amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Yeah. Of our story now, not his story. They weren't here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
Try to keep the Native Americans involved in what we do. And
right.
On the drum call, they're drumming. They're coming in and drumming. And
right.
They have a knowledge that we don't have. And I saw Brother Kwame sent me some today. I was amazed at how these things are going on. But again, I'm not so much amazed because I understand that the media does not speak the truth to the people.
Well, they can't. If they did, they'd be gone in no time.
But we got to deal with, like I said, divine intervention will get rid of them. They have to go off of this.
They
got to
go.
And God is the only one who can send them out of here. And they got to go.
Well, what's underway is they're going to be out of here because they're collapsing. Even CNN just had to, not CNN, but Pfizer. Pfizer had to just sell its building and move into a new building right across the street from CNN's headquarters.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're the financiers of CNN. See, that's why you don't get no real truth. They, you know, Pfizer is making sure. Now, hear this, folks. Remember back a year and a half ago, I said those shots are coming and they're going to kill you. Guess how many?
Mm-hmm.
And guess how underreported this is? They're only reporting 1% on the bears on the vaccine injury list. They're only reporting 1%. And that's 20,000 people who've died. So, wait a minute. Excuse me? And hundreds of thousands, and millions have been injured. And then can't walk and can't this and can't that, and again I had to tell you this is the contents of the vaccine shots, the kill shots I call them. Once you know the contents, graphene oxide, ethylene oxide, propylene glycol, this is all stuff comes in your car. What's that doing in a shot?
Oh boy. Yeah.
And now they're spraying with the chemtrails, they're spraying graphene oxide on them.
So we better be getting ready because they're coming. They're trying to. They are really. And by the way, Will Smith just announced, because you know he is going up against Denzel for the Oscar thing, right? So he just announced that he's going to. Huh?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so he just announced that he's going to do a sequel to I, Legend. Do you remember that film, I, Legend?
Yeah. I heard about it.
Something that's like going on right now, right? And he's fixing to do a sequel to that. So, people better wake up. I mean, come on now. He's already told us this was coming in the movie. I Legend. He already showed it. You know, and that's why the CDC has in the. I got it. I got a picture. I got a whole stapled article from the CDC saying they're warning us about the zombie apocalypse coming.
Oh yeah. My.
Yeah, that's the CDC now, and not Tariq. Okay, that's what they said. Now, a zombie apocalypse, what's that mean? Oh, I can tell you. You got all these people on all these medications, right? 5 and 6 and 7 at a time, right? And so now when things have been quarantined and locked down and virus and this and protection and mask wearing, and all this stuff got people all crazy. Here they come. And the first thing they said was, get the shot and everything's cool, right? So they got the shot.
Yep.
And then another variant that said come along, the moronic variant came along. Oh, they call it the Omicron, but it's the moron. it's an anagram which means moronic. So you got to understand the game they play with us. They're laughing in our face and walking to the bank, running to the bank. They don't even walk.
and got us paying for it, got the people paying for it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And then they're trying to talk that smack about, we're going to try to fight and get those pharmaceutical prices down. Reasonable. No, you don't want, I don't want your pharmaceutical prices at all. I don't even want you, none of
no,
your
I don't need you. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to bring another caller in. I'm going to bring another caller in with us.
Yeah, go, please.
Erico 404.
Hey, you hoodoo family, how y'all be?
Wesley.
Hello, Wesley.
What's going on, General?
I'm out here still doing what I do, man, vibrating and giving out knowledge and taking, learning to teach you at the same time. Hey, look here, I sent you that website by the CDC a couple of months ago about the zombie apocalypse, and they're going to have some camps, and they're going to round up people, concentration camps.
That's right.
I sent that to y'all about six months ago, but I like to bring some good news, man, okay? According to Dr. Olin, only 29% of black people took that damn poison. Sorry about that. And so 81% of us did not take it. So that's beautiful right there.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's
really good.
So every Tuesday night, y'all go every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, go to Your Immunity Project. If you can go on Zoom, or I do it just on Facebook. Dr. Lean, he want everybody that, if you want to know what's going on, he break it down, man. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, Your Immunity Project, I get him on Facebook Live, man. I wish I'd get him on Zoom, but it's a fun time to be alive. Like I told you, Brother Ray, the planet getting cleansed, man. They're taking out all the little demons first. All the little demons and minions get taken out first, man.
Come on, that's right.
They go get all the way up to the top. They're going after the Rothschilds. Now, that's what Putin buy. All about. That's what Putin doing, man. Going after the Rothschilds.
Tell him, Wes. Yep.
So y'all need to watch the show, man. Watch the show. And I sent y'all the information on my man, Larry. The Gator guy, he right on the money, man. He break that stuff down, man.
Yeah.
He's sharp, man. He break it down.
Yeah, I like him.
It's a fun time to be alive. I wouldn't want to pick no other time to be alive on this planet than right now when all this stuff coming to an end. It's a beautiful time, man.
Yes,
indeed. It's really time, according to the Israel, Hebrew time or Israel time, is the year is 5,782. So that show you they 6,000 year rule is up. Our time reign is up. So hopefully this thing is quicker than it. And we ain't going to be right here waiting on 200 more years for this crap. This stuff is coming to an end now. What the book say? Except for their days be short, right? So their days get short. Short on them. So, so anyway, I like bring good news. I like to just bring good news. I mute myself. Oh, yeah, Brother Ray, tell him if y'all get hit with all this electromagnetic low-frequency weapons like Brother Ray is, you got to ground yourself. Go outside, barefoot, and if you're close to the ocean, go to the ocean, Brother Ray, and get you some, like I say, some, wear you some copper bracelet, copper necklaces, and try to get you some shungite, man. So that shungite blocks all this electromagnetic, low-frequency stuff, man. Get you a shungite to wear around your neck, man.
I'll be getting it tomorrow. I'll be in the morning.
What is that, Sean guy? What is that, Brother West?
It's a crystal.
Oh, okay.
A black crystal. So I'm trying to find me some too, man.
That's not the onyx, is it?
No, it's similar.
Okay. Well, I sure will be going to get it tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Shungite and copper, man. That's it. That's it. Copper and shungite, you be protected real good.
There you go. Keeps the rays from you. Plus the stuff you can put on your phone as well. Because the phone is kicking a lot of butt right now, bro.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And yesterday, this last couple of weeks, they've been installing that 5G across the street from my apartment.
Wow.
And all of the companies that are doing it are foreign companies. And it was brought in by the Bush administration. They called it, what did they call it? It's right on the tip of my tongue. When they brought the foreign companies in.
Yeah. While you thinking about it, Brother Ray, get you some human phobic acid, man. I've been taking that stuff. And my thinking be sharp now.
Human
acid, man. That stuff good, man. That's good for your mind, man. It ain't too. It's working on my body. My body takes longer, I guess, to regenerate. Well, to keep my mind sharp, man. I love it.
Spell it.
Huh?
Spell it.
I'm gonna send you.
Yeah.
Humic fulvic acid.
I'm
gonna send you.
I got it.
Humic is humic.
Right.
Fulvic is
F-U-L-I-C.
Okay. I just didn't know the humic part. I knew the folic acid. But okay, I'll get that tomorrow.
Not folic. Fulvic. Fulvic. F-U-L-V-I-C. Fulvic acid.
Okay. I got some of that.
Yeah. Folic acid is vitamin B. But fulvic acid is something else. Yeah.
Good for your mind, Charles.
Yeah. You know, because I'm pretty sure that they did something to me in that hospital. And, but I'm fighting it, I'm overcoming it.
Oregano oil, brother. Oregano oil and black seed oil. Both black seed and oregano oil on a regular basis, every day, get it in you. Yeah.
And plus, Brother Ray, you're doing the right thing, man. Well, you watch them animals. When them birds disappear, you haul ass too, man. That's what I do. I watch the animals and the squirrels and stuff, and they tell me what's going on, man. When them birds disappear off that wire, Brother Ray, get the hell around it.
Yeah, what about the ones falling out of the sky?
Well,
yeah,
I ain't seen none of them. That's real 5 and 6G. I ain't seen none of them yet.
Having here, they used to have a lot of parrots, parakeets, all kind
parrots
of tropical birds around here. But you can't find
right.
them now. The only thing you got is sparrows and a blackbird or so, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said,
mm-hmm.
the pigeons, they always here. But you
no,
only
pigeons,
see
no,
one or two of them.
That's rats. It's like rats, pigeons. Yeah.
Yeah, Brother Ray, when I was dying, I used to... Oh man, flying around down there. When I was down there,
I didn't hear you. What'd you say? Because you blanked out for a minute.
I say when I was down there, I used to see all kind of exotic birds, man. Parakeets, and parrots, and all that flying around.
Yeah,
when people
don't
let them
go. You don't see them no more.
Oh,
don't.
Wow.
Yeah, they're not here anymore, and that's unfortunate. But you know, that just tells us what they're doing.
Yeah.
They might have headed south, man. They might have hauled ass and got the hell out of Florida, man. That's probably what they did.
Yeah, but they've been gone since February.
Ooh.
That's what I mean. They might have disappeared, man. Hopefully they disappeared and went south.
That's
yeah.
where they usually come. That's when they usually come south. When it's cold up there, they come down here. Okay, but they didn't come
yeah.
this time. This year they didn't show up.
They didn't show up, huh? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't show up.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, you know, like you said, the West, God gives us, he educates us. He makes sure we get that information. It's what we do with it after we get it that, you know, that counts here. So we got to do something with what we're learning. You know, we bring
mm-hmm.
the truth to the people. If they don't want to hear it, there's nothing we can do about that, but. That's what it is. We say it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said the other day here, we're going to do this on a regular basis just for this purpose, to continue to educate the people can do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not to put the fear, not to continue to put fear in them, but let them know there is a way out of this. And if we do what we do, you know, we drum, we pray, we know the truth, and we take all information. For example, what Brother Tariq is bringing, we use that as well. Everything that we can. You say, oh, how did Malcolm X put it? By any means necessary. We got to get out of this.
Well, that's their policy. Their policy is by any means necessary. So why shouldn't ours be that?
If they got that policy, they stole it from us. It came from Malcolm.
Yeah, well,
scared the hell out of him when he said that by any means necessary.
Right.
And then yeah, brothers showed up with them guns.
Yep. So check this out. And this is where, you know, I've been, you know. I've been digging and finding out that the CDC, FDA confessed now that they had no virus when they concocted the test for the virus. They contrived a model by pretending to find what they wanted to find. It's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. See, this is the con mm-hmm. and the crime that drove millions of lives and economies into ruin. Yeah. That's what's come out.
They used it as a war against the people without firing
that's
shots.
Against the people. Thank you.
Yeah.
Silent weapons for quiet war.
That's
silent
right.
weapons for quiet war. That's it. Yes, sir.
But we ain't got to tolerate it no more.
Nope. Because now they've confessed. You see?
Yeah.
So,
they confessed, but nobody's been arrested. But like
well,
said,
but
down,
what,
it's going down.
That's why, because Dr. David Martin says that the thing is collapsing every day. You know, they're scrambling
yeah.
like they mad housemen every day to try to keep it going. But there's not all these states are dropping all the restrictions and the masks and all the nonsense, and they're saying, hey, this stuff is over now. We got to go back to what we were doing. See, so you got governors that are doing this all around the country. So I mean. You know, we got this nuisance guy we got here in California, man. We got to get rid of him. See, and we can do it with this process. I'm showing y'all. This is how to do it.
all these cops that killed all our people, all of them can be gotten, all of them can be run out of town in the next plane.
Now I'll run
yeah.
them out of town, run them to the gallows.
Well, run them yeah. to the guillotine then, whatever, you know, but yeah. this is how we do it. This is how we do it because we allow them to confess in the public, on the public record, that they are committing crime instead of what they're supposed to be doing. This is how
yeah, I got a question for y'all.
Yeah.
I got a question. Anybody
yeah.
seen the jawbone, Fauci? Anybody seen Fauci lately?
Nope, he's under witness
no.
protection.
Thank you, that's right. You're absolutely right. That's what even the governor of Florida said that.
Fauci, he
said it yesterday. The governor of Florida said Fauci's in the witness protection program because he's been getting death threats. People been
yep.
coming to his house. So
yep.
he's somewhere trying to hide like Joe Biden.
There you go. That's exactly right. And he better because, again, he has spent $190 billion through the .gov institutions developing these poisons and all these bioweapons in contradiction to the law. And that's what this book called, The Real Anthony Fauci, shows every page. Man, it's just so much reference material in there. You can be on it for a month. I mean, just going through the references, you know. So, I suggest people get it and read it and support it because now they confess. They've confessed that they never had a virus. The test doesn't work. They already confessed that on Christmas Eve, that the test they've been using for 2 years to prove that people got COVID, SARS-CoV-2, didn't work after 2 years. You know.
Hey, Tariq.
Yeah.
And they also say that they put the HIV in the shot, too, so a lot of people don't come up with AIDS, right?
No.
Yeah.
Because the Germans proved in 2001 that HIDV is what it's called. Never was properly, the same thing with SARS-CoV-2, never existed. In fact, it was a laboratory-induced thing. I got the patents on it. I got 3 patents on the SARS-CoV viruses. I got them from the patent office. I've been sharing this with people for years. You know, come on. Mm.
Hey, I'm going by what Dr. Aleem say, man. It's in the shot.
Yeah.
And so I had to go to Dr. Aleem.
It can't be in the
Brother
shot
Tyreek,
because it doesn't exist.
Brother yeah. Tyreek, you don't think that they could have put it, you know, mixed that in with it, you know, their lab concoction and mixed it in with this concoction that they made that they call COVID?
Well, it's all laboratory-induced crap. It's poison. See, this is the game that they're playing. They're calling this a virus, which is Latin for poison. And they have been poisoning people every single day for the past 50 years. That's what the Time magazine showed us in 1980 and 1985, that the poisoning of America, toxic waste, were killing at least 4 to 5 million people a year. Okay, so, you know what I mean? Yeah, and so here they come talking about 200,000 or 300,000 people died from COVID. Well, that's nothing compared to what they've been doing to people with these toxic waste dumps all around the country. 11,000 of them, by the way. 11,000 Superfund sites poisoning the population as we speak. All around the country.
And got us voting for them.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we want to vote. Yeah, we want to vote. Yeah, well, I tell you what, if you don't understand, or you stand under, that to have the right to vote is not a right, it's a privilege. And that privilege then, once you apply, because don't you have to do a registration, right, to vote? Don't you have to do that? And what is a registration? A registration is you're turning over your estate to the state for the privilege of voting. That's why the whole voting rights thing, man, that's a definite trick and a misdirection on us. See, because they got you running around talking about the right to vote. Well, hell, so you still can't vote for the president. So what's the point? What are you talking about? See? And this is the game that's being played on us about the voting and all that, when it's a fact you have to be the elector, and you're the elector under the Republican form of government that we are supposed to be guaranteed in the Constitution. But we're not. See? So, you know, I like to go back to those founding fathers who, by the way, were not those Heckerwood-looking fail faces that they show you in the books. They were brothers, both of all of them. Most of them were brown-skinned, top-of-tone folks that were in the Congress, wrote the thing. Because those creatures that came over here from England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, most of them couldn't even read or write. So how are you going to write a constitution? What? You come from a hierarchy of the king and his court, and you're going to come over here and write a constitution for democracy and all that? No. We already knew how to write. I mean, we had the Cherokee Nation that had its own court, had its own language, had its own laws, everything. But nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, we can. That's what we're here for. We're going to talk about all these things.
That's what we need to talk about.
Yeah, Sister Paris called in today, and I've spoken with her about that. We need to talk about these things, and you know, we need to let these tribes be a part of what we're doing, so that we can all come together, because we're one people. We've just been divided for so long. We don't know each other. Okay? We don't know the facts of our history.
No, I was just going to say, remember this. This is so important to remember for everyone, all of us. Meriwether Lewis wrote in his chronicle on the Lewis and Clark expedition, led by a brother and a sister. If they didn't introduce these people across the country and back, they would have never had the expedition. They would have never made it. Okay, so he writes in his chronicle, wherever we went west of the Mississippi, we found the spiral-haired people in charge, not the stringy-haired people they sent to greet us. Never forget that.
Because
we were in charge. We were in charge. And we are in charge, by the way. We hold all subrogated rights over all public actors. Learn that. See? That puts you in charge.
You heard that, General?
You heard it.
Yeah, man. General.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait for God to turn them loose, boy.
Oh, hey, it's coming.
I got you.
It won't be long.
I got your back, though.
It won't be long.
Wes, you getting ready to say something, what?
Yeah, I was going to say every Sunday night on WOL, I forget what time it is. I'll be watching this to the other show. It's Native American to have a show every Sunday night. I think it's at 8 o'clock on WOL.
Yeah, that's on WOL.
I take Nightwolf or something like that. Nighthawk.
Yeah, that's his name. Nightwolf. He's a friend. I know him well. He lives in D.C., or right outside D.C. Yeah. Nightwolf, I've been on his show, as a matter of fact. I've known him for years. I mean, before he was just WPFW before then. You know, so yeah, it's coming together, brother. Definitely coming together.
Yeah.
Nightwolf.
See, my family is Blackfoot and Seminole.
Yeah,
my grandma was Seminole, and on my dad's side was Blackfoot. I never get that. My aunt was telling me about when I went to Kentucky.
Yeah, that's all of we, bro. That's all of we, because my people are from Southeast Texas and Louisiana, Opelousas, Attakapan, Titimaca, Choctaw, Chickasaw, all those people. All because they were all mixed up with the Trail of Tears. Sent to Oklahoma, you know, and two Trail of Tears, actually three, but two they had during a certain period.
Yeah, you're right, man. A lot of us like that, man. And they think out of Africa and all that, but like I say, my people was over here. I think on my grandfather's side now. he was black as midnight, 12:30, so he might have been imported from El Kibalon, the real name, El Kibalon. Ain't no damn Africans, El Kibalon.
Thank you, brother. Uh-huh. Thank you, brother General. Yes, sir. Now you're speaking the proper language. See, not language. See, that's the deal.
Well, that's something we never were taught.
Nope.
Yeah, that was the first name of the continent, El Kibalon.
Or even a Mexum. Even a Mexum.
Yes.
Was another name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And there's 3,000 languages and cultures on the continent, so somebody, you can't tell me it's going to be called after some Roman general. No, that's not
right.
The way. Right.
Well, the truth coming out now, everything. All the lies they tried to hide, they ain't happening
yep.
anymore. The truth coming out. Every way you turn, the truth coming out now.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why they come up with some Caucasian, what you call it? CTR. Critical race theory. They don't want the truth to come out on how devilish they are.
They can't stand it, though.
No, I know. It's funny, man, I tell you. It's so crazy. Yeah.
That's why I tell everybody, we're in the day of judgment now, man, with all them cameras and everything. Hey,
come on.
If you right, God with you. If you're wrong, you're on your own. If you got our complexion, and you do something stupid, they'll find your black ass within 48 hours.
That's right.
That is true.
Yep. They got the system. Yep.
And these stupid Negroes don't even know that, man. They just don't give a damn. They don't care if they don't care. A lot of them are filming themselves doing crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
that's our challenge. That's our challenge to teach.
I'm trying to.
You just got to.
I talk to the young ones, like I say, because I listen to some of their music and a little bit, and I talk to them. That's how I go to their level.
Yeah.
You got to catch them where they are.
See, I just got this email. From a very good source, and it says, emergency broadcast, Putin says Biden's banning of Russian oil imports is a declaration of war. Pentagon war game estimates 1 billion to die in NATO-Russian war.
Uh-huh.
They already got it planned. Folks. You better get ready. You better be getting your food and water ready and getting yourself prepared because they're coming. All the Walmart's closing. You better check it out.
Yeah, you're right about it, brother. You're right about it. Yeah, well, we got a job to do. We just got to get busy now. I know I got to get it because I got to get in myself in position. I've been talking and talking and talking, and I'm not in position yet myself. So it's time to get in position.
It's coming, Brother Ray. I'm telling you, man, things happen when they're supposed to. And I just ran into somebody here the other day that showed me how to do some things that we need to do, and I'll be telling you about it. All right. So
I'm waiting.
Because we need to. Well, you're gonna see.
Antoinette, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just taking all of this in. I'm taking everything in.
I know you have a rough day.
Just go to the CDC website and you'll see all that.
I sent it to you.
Probably check your DL box. You might find it because I sent it to you a couple of months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to apologize to something to you as well. And of course, to Tariq, because I get so much mail. I can't keep up with all this stuff on this little phone I got.
No,
I do have a computer now, and I got to learn to work it so I can get it on there, and I will. So I'll have that in operation. Good. Yeah.
Hey, Brother Ray, you for your age to be 80-something, you good with this technology, man. You sharp. You sharp with it, man. Like I was talking to another guy, 81 years old. He said he don't do no texting, no email, none of that, man. But you sharp, Brother Ray. You sharp.
Well, thanks to you and others like you and Tyreek and others who always feeding me good information. So when I get it, I retain it. And like I said, I came up under Dick Gregory and Alvina Fulton, you know, and others who fed me good stuff all these years. So a lot of it stuck. Some of it didn't, but a lot of it stuck. So I'm grateful for all of that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thankful that, yeah, that's what God put me here for, and that's what I'm doing as much as I can.
That's all we can do.
You start taking that humophobic acid, man. Your thinking, everything going to speed it up, man. You're going to have all this
right
stuff come
it.
Back to you.
Tomorrow morning, I'll be right on it, bro. You know, I don't know if I told you all this. After I fell back last year, I struck my head, and it was real crazy because I was drinking water from a glass bottle, and I was sitting on a wall over on Hollywood Beach, which I usually go to the beach on a regular basis. And I'm sitting on a wall, and I'm drinking this water. And I went to stand up, and that was the last I remember. And the lady that was, when the ambulance came and they got me up, the lady says, oh, he just dropped like a rock. So they thought I was drunk or something, but I wasn't drunk. I don't drink. And they were trying to take me to the hospital, and I had to fight them. No, hell no, I ain't going to the
hospital. You go on there. I tell you what happened to me, Brother Ray, just before all COVID. I was at the Broward Mall, and I ate some raw oysters, and I didn't know you're supposed to eat them at certain times of the year. And so I ate some of the raw oysters. I got sick as a dog, man. So they called the ambulance, and when the ambulance got there, I was in the back of the ambulance. They say if they take me to the hospital, it'll be like $100 and something. You know, I got out of that damn ambulance. There was nobody in the 80s. So I didn't tell them what the price is now. And then I walked the hospital right down the street anyway, man. The hospital was like right down the street from the Brown
Hall. And then they charged you $100 to take you into the emergency.
Yeah. I said, no, that's all right. I'm good.
Yes, sir. Getting wise on them. Well, I'm hoping that one day we'll
correct.
Have our own everything.
Yes, sir.
We'll have our own police force, our own military, our own hospitals, our own. That's the other thing. You know, there's not one of these medical centers down here that's controlled or owned by black folk. Everything is foreign.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an outrage. And that's what I heard this woman today on another show. I couldn't believe the stuff she was saying. Really pissed me off. But I said, well, you know, I guess everybody got to do what they got to do. But until we get our own, you know, I have to go trust a Cuban doctor who I know don't like me? No, I ain't going for that one.
Yeah, not at all. Not
going to
do it. Yep.
So I go to Morehouse, but I be checking them too. They ain't going to slip no shit on me. I go to Morehouse where all black people doctors, but I be checking them too.
They just as bad because they do allopathic medicine, so they just as bad.
That was a black woman today that I heard, and I don't know where she was from, but I'll tell you, she was disappointing to me.
Well,
you know,
let me suggest that we look up Dr. Christina Parks and listen to her. Christina Parks. Dr. Christina Parks, she's a microbiologist and medical doctor and researcher. Man, go listen to her, bro. She will straighten you out.
Yeah, that Judy Makovic was on Dr. Lee's show last night, man.
Oh, yeah? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they...
When is Dr. Lee's show?
Well, he's got two shows on Tuesday night. He's on Your Immunity Project at 7 p.m. on Facebook. Facebook Live and on Zoom, but I didn't know the hookup on Zoom. And then on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, he on something called California Radio
Ooh.
With another brother.
All
on
right.
Facebook and Zoom too. And that's at on Wednesday night. It's at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Ooh. You only be on there for about an hour. At about an hour every time.
All right.
Yeah, that's good. That's enough time, really.
Yeah. But that Judy McAvick, man, she dropped a dime on Fauci, man. She used to work for Fauci.
I know.
Yeah.
She dropped a dime. Yeah, she dropped a dime on Fauci last night, man.
And he put her in prison jail, too, for nothing. Mm-hmm. Got her jail,
sure
too.
Did.
Yeah, see, now he's the one who should be arrested. He shouldn't be in no witness protection. He should be arrested right
now.
Well,
that's right. We know that, he's a favorite of the corporation. Corporation owns him, you know.
Yeah, but we got to tear the corporation down. They have to go. That's what my prayer is, that they be removed from the planet.
Right. But listen. The corporations all are headed by CEOs and CFOs, and they all have corporate councils. And they all have to take an oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And guess what? They don't have a proper oath. Guess what? They don't have a proper bond. Guess what? They don't register as foreign agents with the Secretary of State. So, I mean, if you just do this with these fools, you can take them all down one by one. I'm telling you, they got nothing to come with.
Yeah. I hear you clearly, and I support what you're saying. All I'm saying is, with all these people,
somebody's doing dishes or something. Excuse me, Brother Ray. Somebody's doing dishes or something. Please keep your line.
Indeed.
You can hear it. There's a lot of background noise.
Here,
Thank you.
If we can force those who have taken the oath to defend this country against foreign and domestic enemies, they're the ones who are supposed to go after these people. They should know the same thing that we know, that you know. You know, they should know that. They don't know it, and if they're not doing anything about it, then they are guilty, as far as I'm concerned, of treason to the people.
Yep. That's right.
So,
that's exactly what they admit to. That's exactly what they admit to with this process in the public record.
Yeah.
They admit to it. Yeah. And that's why we want to do it this way, because it's not a fight. It's not a protest. It's not an argument. It's simply asking questions as to their duties, and they can't answer because they aren't who they say they are, and they confess in the public that they're committing crime. And that's how we get them. They do it. We don't have to do much. We have to ask the right questions. That's all.
Okay, well, let's ask the right questions, and let's get it done. We
got
to make a move now. We can't keep talking about this. We got to do it.
I got them. I sent it to
you.
Well,
them women you're working with are doing it, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And they got 2,400. They got 2,400 LAUSD members that they've been threatening them to lose their jobs if they don't get the jab. And what happened was, and they refuse, and so far they still have their jobs. But they're still being threatened. So the lady that I turned this on to, she's so excited. She calls. She's the one that called and interrupted earlier when I was on, and when I called in. And so she's saying that the people are excited when they're hearing this, because now they see, we are in charge. Oh, you mean we got the power to do this? Yes, you do. And here's how we do it. You go in there. And you send them the proper paperwork, and it's on cotton paper, and it's a contract, and they only have 72 hours to answer, and guess what? They never do, period.
So what have they done? What did they do since they never answered their request?
Well, the people, you have to follow it up with the notary, and once the notary declares them in the heel to sit and in a non-response, That's when the public record reflects that they're committing crime, and that's how we get rid of them. And if we do it to the proper ones,
I'm guaranteeing you will change the whole situation. And this is a 100 monkey theory thing. You understand? We get we just get people to buy in, to get in, get started on this thing, and it catches on. Oh, we got us a whole new set up, bro. Guaranteed. Yep. Ray, get on the computer after the show and read this course. You will see for yourself.
Well, I don't doubt you. I just, what I'm saying is, one, do we have time? And two, has it been done? If it's been done, has the results been made, I think we can get more people to get involved. But if we keep telling them what you got to do and there's no real results or anybody has done anything, then,
there's plenty of results. We just have to connect with the right people. They're out there. This is what's going on, bro. I'm telling you. Just get into the course and check it out for yourself.
Well, I got to go to a court this week with my brother, and I know that I need to use that. So anyway, I've got to get myself organized to deal with that as well.
I'll walk you through it. I know how to do it.
All right, well, you're going to hear from me, brother. In the meantime, and in between time, I better get some sleep before I fall asleep on y'all.
Yes, I hear you. Anyway, it was a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right, okay, we want to thank everyone.
All right, Brother Ray.
I want to thank everyone for being with us. And don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. And thank you again for coming. And I'm going to play us out. Brother Ray, do you have any closing remarks?
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Antoinette, for being who you are. We appreciate you so much. God bless you, dear. We love you.
Oh, thank you. I love y'all, too.
All right. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to play.
Hey, one more thing. Hey, Brother Ray, your Cash App should be blowing up now, man. It should be blowing up. Keep on blowing up.
Yeah, I got $120 today. Praise the Lord.
Hey,
gonna get some more, man.
It's coming.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Well, the more we do, the more we don't get.
I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
Yeah, I know. You go ahead.
Okay, we have a website coming. It should be completed by this weekend. And we're gonna add a website for the drumming.
Wow.
And also, we're gonna add a free conference call. So that way we can schedule meetings, the drum call on Sundays at 3 p.m. on Eastern time where everyone can call the conference call and we can drum that way. So that way we're together and, we get other people, around the world to, call in.
Yeah. That's great. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Other things. Yes.
Did you get it?
It'll be out.
Pardon me?
Were you able to talk to my cousin?
No, I wasn't. They never called back.
So who you talked to? His wife? It was a lady?
It was a lady that I talked to. And I was really hoping
she talked
to him.
I don't think she be giving him the message. I got a bad feeling about her, man. I don't think she be giving him the message, it's something about her. She might be sabotaging all his stuff, and you don't know why he having all this bad situation. That's why, if I could talk to him and I help him see what I see, sometimes you got to take advice from somebody else looking at the situation. You know what I mean? If you right there getting poisoned, sometimes it takes somebody else.
Because I left a message that, I was extending an invitation for him to come to the show so that he could talk about it. And you know, what we can do to try to help. But
the brother Ray left a message too. He said he ain't never getting no return call. And Valerie from Joe Brown's show said she left a message.
Wow.
I go on what most time what's not said. That's how I learn what people don't say. That's how you can't do
that.
We'll be on Joe Brown tomorrow, y'all, at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about this drum call and what it means.
Good.
You know, giving people an alternative, you know, to do something about this condition. Everybody's getting scared now. They want to do something. I'll try it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you can tune in, tune in.
Yeah.
And by the way, Joe did call me. This week, but when we started talking, he got another call. He had to go on, and we couldn't hook back up. But he's on the one.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
I knew it, man, because he's helping me out with something, man. He told me what to do about my damn money. They're stealing my pension. I'll pinch him.
Uh-oh.
He told me just go call the law on their ass. Start filing charges.
That's right. But you see what we need to do once we get through this phase of this thing, we'll have our own attorneys. When I say attorneys, I mean brothers and sisters who know the law. Not their law, but the law. And who are free and independent from the system. Are not tied up to this British accreditation. When we do that, then we can go ahead and move on down that way. But as long as you got to get their lawyer, they're going to do what they're told to do. They ain't going to do nothing right, and I know it.
Right. Well, this is why I say we don't need them. We don't need them. We have a process that asks questions in a document that puts them in contract with those who are putting the paperwork together. So I guarantee you that contract and the billing that comes with it, we'll have them on the next plane out of town if we do this. Yeah, I'm telling you, got to see it. I sent it to you, Wesley. You got it.
Okay,
you,
I appreciate
my
brother.
You too nice to them, Tariq. You too nice. They should be on. They should be on the next bus to jail.
Well, as long as they're gone, I don't care. I want them gone. I don't care. If you got to go to jail or go under the jail or in an island or somewhere, whatever, I don't care. Let's just get them out.
Yeah, but they kill, steal, and destroy. That's what they do. So they got to pay for that. But
they
that ain't
time up. Brother Ray. Brother Ray.
Yeah.
They everything they try to do going to be a calamity, Brother Ray. They tie them up. Anything they try to throw at us, they're coming back at them a thousand times.
Coming right
back
at
them. The worst ass whooping you could get, you know who from, Ray? Not your mom and daddy, from the creator, God. If God starts whooping your ass, hey, you can't wipe that off.
That's right. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
That's why I say divine intervention.
That's right.
Divine intervention.
So karma and all that stuff they did is catching up with them now, man. You see that now every day. They ain't getting away with all the stuff they used to.
Nope. Catching up with them.
Yes, sir.
I'm still dealing with them 198 countries that decided to kick butt, and they're coming against them. So they tell me there's ships out there in the Pacific and in the Atlantic right now ready to attack. Get them. Don't mess with us, please. You know, make sure them rockets is going in the right direction.
Bro, you got to worry about their nuclear war, man. Our folks got them, man. They got them in check.
Yeah.
Okay? See what? Anytime they try to light up a nuclear war here, their system going to get jammed with the electric magnetic pulse. Our people, the Galactic Federation, not going to let them set off no nuclear bomb no
more. Come on, brother. Tell them. Tell them, brother.
They've been jamming their sisters for a while, man.
That's right.
That's why a lot of these missiles they try to shoot off, that shit don't work. What happened?
Nope.
Our folks have shut them down, shut their electronics down, man, with the EMF. Folks, man. And the wheel within the wheel got this, man.
That's right. Tell them.
So we ain't got to fear nothing, but just watch the show. They fighting amongst themselves. Let them destruct, kill each other now, like they want us to do with each other.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
You must reap what you sow, my bro.
It's exactly
yes,
right. Hey, man. And they got plenty to sow, to reap for what they've sown. That's for sure.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They got 6,000 years of devilment they've been doing on this planet, man. 6,000 years.
Yep. Devil.
And they number up because we at 5,728. Now 5,082, something like that.
Yeah.
So they tie them up, man. And they ain't gonna go to 6,000 years. Their days will be shortened.
There you go.
Well, you teaching.
All right, y'all.
I'm just telling what I'm told, man. I'm just relaying the message, brother.
That's what teachers do. That's what teachers do, brother. They relay the message. And the message comes from the Creator. Amen.
So I'm just trying to be an early warning system, man.
That's it.
An early warning system. I'm trying to be like my brother Noah and all them, man. Let y'all know it's going to start raining on their ass. like Noah did.
That's right. Yeah. Say ignore this, huh? Yeah.
Yep. Antoinette,
all right,
I'm
going to
get
on.
We're going to let you go. Y'all rest.
Yep.
Wind it down now. We
That's
appreciate
right.
it.
Peace it out. Peace. Appreciate
That's
it all.
Thank you.
Peace
out. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to play outside with the drum call, okay? This is...
Oh, and by the way, Antoinette,
those
pictures you have there showing during the show on the pictures that you run through there, showing all them shelves empty. Come on.
Yes.
You got it. You're showing them. You better get ready because it's coming.
Yes. As short as it is now. Now
it's
short as
it is. Right. It's not coming.
It's already there.
Yep. It's already
there. Yes. It's already here.
Great. Yep. So put it on them. Let's go.
Okay, y'all. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you, sweetheart. Good night.
Thank you very much. Yeah.